stand.
Right. Do they know to come out? Here.
So.
Yes, go ahead.
You sure that's all right, Bob?
That's for her.
Go ahead.
That's for her.
Would you rise, please?
Welcome tonight to a graduation service. Blessed Hope Baptist Church is not just a homeschool type church. We have kids in our church that go to public school as well as Christian school. A few years ago, we started folding in the homeschool kids' graduation with our spring slash fall revival. I should tell you, we did not invite President Obama here as commencement speaker, just so you know. Turns out that the spring-summer preacher is also the commencement speaker, a la Brother Keck, this year. So we're glad you're here tonight. We're here to honor the high school graduation of Kyle Hawes, Anna Stevens, whom I know a little bit, and Robert Grissom. So we're going to begin with prayer, and we'll just do that now. Let's pray. Father, we're grateful for a chance to be here. Obviously, Lord, as parents, we've watched these kids grow up, but a lot of folks in this congregation have watched the kids grow up. We've watched them grow in different ways, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and the last being the best of all. Pray, Father, you'd bless these moments here that we have tonight to their hearts. We look forward very much to all that you have for them in their lives. We pray you'd bless them and help them as they serve thee. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So we're going to have each of these young folks come up and give you a 30-minute speech apiece. I'm just kidding. They are going to get up and share a few things that they'd like to say to you. So you know, we hope to trap you here. Our speaker tonight will be Brother Keck for the main service after this one. We'll take a very brief pause between this service and the next. If you want cake, if you want graduation cake, you have to wait until after the main service. So if you want cake, you got to stick around tonight. But we'd like to first of all have Kyle come on up and say a few words. Congratulations, by the way.
God bless. Thanks for coming to my graduation and my friends. And well, first of all, I got to thank God for getting me this far, and He's protected me for the last 4 years of my life, and He certainly has helped me to get here. I have to say that without Him, I wouldn't be here. It's actually a miracle that He brought me here. I also have to say that I have to thank my parents, because I wouldn't be here if they didn't teach me what I know today. And that is, well, for one, a father that loves you, mm-hmm. and a mother that cares for you a lot. And I have to think about how my dad just drove all the way down to Hastings just to visit me and back for 10 hours straight. So every Thursday night, that's what I'll always remember Him for. Just that time of one day a week just to see him. And even though I was down there, I could always talk to him, which was so cool. I gotta say that I'm very thankful for my mom because, well, she actually changed my diapers. And I gotta thank my mom for also not giving up on me, even though I would have given up on myself. So, thank you for coming here. See ya.
Well, first I'm going to tell you guys this isn't the usual graduation speech that you might hear at graduations. I really tried, but, you know, because I know how much my dad loves graduation speeches. But then I figured they might be kind of hard to do when you don't have your career picked out for you. So, but anyways, I just want to thank everyone for being here. I can't believe I'm actually here and graduating and I'm done. But maybe. I don't know, you know, what I'm going to do for, you know, my future and stuff. But, you know, I know I'm, you know, I want to serve the Lord for the rest of my life and stuff. And I just want to thank everyone for being here. I've known all you guys pretty much my whole life, a lot of people here, and a lot of people have been, you know, a good example to me and a big influence in my life and stuff. And I just want to thank you guys. And I just want to thank Miss Jenny for playing the piano tonight. And Mrs. Dietz has made the cakes, and Pastor Keck for doing our charge and stuff, and not just that, but also being here for, you know, revival. He's been a big influence on my life, and I, you know, see him several times a year, you know, with revival, but then, you know, we go there for youth rallies and camp and stuff, and he's taught me a lot. I've learned a lot from him. And my Aunt Kim, she helped me a lot with composition this semester. I wouldn't have, yeah, she helped me a lot with that. But anyways, and last but not least, you know, thank my parents for putting up for me, with me, for the last 18 years, and probably longer than that by the time it's over. But I'm just thankful that they've stuck by the Lord all these years. They've been good to me.
Well, I'd like to, first of all, thank everyone for coming out. I was going to plan a speech, but then I decided not to. So I'm going to fly. I'd like to thank everyone again, you know, coming out, supporting us. It's a big day for us. Kind of a step into adulthood. You think school's over, but it's really not. You're never really going to be done learning new things from older, wiser people. Going to college, working full-time is going to be definitely a hard task, but the help of others, I would plan to tackle that. I'd like to thank Mrs. Dietz for making the cakes. I haven't tried them yet, but she always makes good cakes, so thank you. And to my parents for all the hard work they put into me. You know, you go through 12 years of school, but you got years before that preparing you for school, and then even when you're not in school necessarily, preparing you for life. Just really, really amazes me that two people like that can care so much about someone. When you see some of your friends and they don't have two parents that care about them, and I really appreciate that. I thank Brother Keck for coming out and speaking for us. Known him pretty much my whole life, grown up around him, seen him at camps and revivals. It's been a great blessing on me. So just thank everyone again for coming out and celebrating this wonderful occasion with us.
Pastor Harley Keck is the pastor at First Bible Baptist in Green Bay, Wisconsin. He and I have been friends for 25 years, and as the kids have testified, he's had a major part in their lives through the years at camp and just various activities and revivals and such. So we're happy to have him come and preach the charge here tonight. Brother Keck, would you come?
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Well, it's a great privilege to be able to participate in something like this. And I'm thankful for the fact that I was able to be here. I'm glad that you're here. Thankful for the graduates. Sharp bunch. And looking forward to what the Lord's going to do with their lives in the future. I know that with the expectations that we have for them. Am I on yet, lad? How about now? Okay, we got it. But the expectations we have for them, that they have a high standard even yet to attain unto. But we certainly are thankful for what they've accomplished so far. And I'd like to call your attention to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. If you have a Bible, I'm in verse 11. About verse 11 would do the whole thing. And I just make a few remarks. I know all three of these young people, thankful for them, and looking forward to what the Lord's going to continue to do even yet tonight. It says there, when I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. In our culture today, it's a landmark place of your life to graduate from high school. And it signifies several things, one of which is the graduate is no longer considered a kid. They're no longer expected to behave like a juvenile. They are expected to behave like adults. And that's a good thing. There needs to be some delineation in life when that happens. In Old Testament Israel, it was 20 years old. When you reached 20 years, you started to be responsible for your own bills, for your own actions. And up until that time, if you lived with your parents, they could negate your decisions and protect you from making foolish decisions by before the sun goes down that day, subtracting the fact that they're going to buy that brand new car or that lawnmower or whatever the person might have wanted to buy. But after 20 or at 20, they paid their own temple tax, they paid their own bills. And they were responsible for themselves. And such it is with high school graduation in our society. And Paul says here, I put away childish things. That's all good and dandy. What were they? He said, when I was a child, I spake as a child. All three of these young people are capable of carrying on conversations with adults. All three of them are capable of speaking in a manner and a tone that is understandable to even those of us that are hard of hearing. Each one of them is capable of doing that. However, that doesn't happen, according to the Apostle Paul's admonition here, just because they're high school graduates. There is no switch that goes off in their heart and mind or understanding that tomorrow morning they're going to wake up and, bingo, I'm going to be an adult. It doesn't work that way. But there are some things they can decide to do to make sure that they do become an adult. If they're not already there, become one soon. And one of them is, I spake as a child, I need to give that up. Whatever that means to each one of you individually. Okay, we're not expecting you to speak as a child anymore. You're now a high school graduate. You've accomplished something. You've taken a big step towards being an adult. And we don't expect to hear the childish things that we might hear. For instance, when you were 10 years old, Robert, and fell down and scraped your knee, it was all right to run to mom and cry. Not anymore. Okay? As a matter of fact, if you go to work and the boss dumps on you, it's probably not good for you to tell mom at all. You start bearing the responsibility for yourself. Anna, likewise, when you were a kid and something happened that disturbed you, you maybe go sit on Dad's lap and find out he didn't have much to offer, so you went to Mom. Yeah. You understood right away that there was comfort to be had. Why does an NFL player wave at the camera and say, hi, Mom? It's not just they all come from single-parent families. It's they know who understands them and who cares for them and who has changed their diapers. So, the idea is that I can no longer speak as a child. I must change that. Now, this command is given. It's not a command, or it's not a suggestion. It's a command. And it's not given as it'll automatically happen, like I mentioned. You're going to have to decide, I'm going to start talking like a man, I'm going to start talking like a lady. If you don't decide, you will remain talking his children, because there is no switch that goes off on the inside just because you graduate. But one of the things that folks are going to take a look at you now is whether or not these three speak as adults and don't longer speak as a child. The next one is, I thought as a child. The Lord expects you to be responsible for mind control. In the book of Ephesians or Philippians, you're all aware of the fact, he says, think on these things, and he gives you a list there of whatsoever things are true and pure and good and all that kind of thing. And he says, think on these things. Robert, you didn't have to think on those things before. Anna, you didn't have to think on those things before. Kyle, it wasn't mandatory. It is now. Yeah, you're your own. You determine from this point on your own relationship with God. Up to this point, a lot of it has been determined by the parents, and a lot of it has been determined by your friends. But now you want to think no longer as a child. I'm going to have to give up thoughts of retaliation. I'm going to have to give up thoughts of I'd like to punch him in the face. I'm going to have to give up thoughts of I'll get back at that turkey. I don't get back, I get even. Going to have to give that kind of stuff up. If you're going to follow the example of Jesus Christ, and of course that's what the New Testament is all about for us to do, then you're going to have to not only quit speaking as a child, you're going to have to start thinking as an adult. And in between those two, it says, I understood as a child. I was visiting my grandkids today, and the term candor, I think it was, came up, C-A-N-D-O-R. And I've got a little sixth grader grandson. And his older brother or sister were using the term candor. And he looked at him and said, "Shee! There ain't no such word." Well, that's fine when you're in the sixth or eighth grade. But by the time you're an adult, you better learn some of the English language. Amen? By the time you're an adult, you're going to have to start understanding as a man. What happens when an elderly person, I'm getting very concerned about that situation, what happens when an elderly person makes a mistake and you're out having ice cream after church and he spills ice cream on his tie? Well, I'm telling you what happened when you were 10 years old. You'd laugh. You'd think it was something funny. Those days are over. Now you try to cover for them. Now you try to help them. Now you decide that, you know what? I don't have to act like a 10-year-old kid anymore. I can understand as an adult. Some woman has to go do something that seems strange to you. Well, it's time you grow up. It's time you understand that women have things occur in their life that men don't know anything about. And it's time to understand that they affect your behavior, or their behavior. They affect their emotions. It's time to understand that people don't always tell you what they would like you to know. They hit around at it sometimes, hoping you're mature enough to get the picture. Now, me, I'll just tell you, I like chocolate. Okay? Joseph put two candy bars down in my room at the Stevens house, made my week. Just want you to know it. Good thing. He remembered from the last time I was here about some comments I made about chocolate. That's good stuff. I'll tell you a story. We had a youth rally at our place. And a young man jumped over the fence and bent the top bar on a fence. And I did that two or three times in order to get a soccer ball that went over the fence into the neighbor's yard. And everybody kept it quiet. And so I'm wondering, who in the world did this? And before he leaves, Robert Grissom comes up to me and says, Pastor, I think you ought to know that there was somebody who jumped off the fence and they bent the pole back there. And I said, okay, I appreciate that. What did he do? He showed, that was 2 years, 3 years ago, he showed some responsibility. I don't know if I inquired of the person's name or not. I don't know that I needed to. Robert didn't offer it. If I got it out of him, it's because I inquired after it. But to the young man's credit, he offered to pay for the thing, and everything was straightened up with the neighbor and all that kind of stuff. But we had 100 kids there, and only one of them came to me about what was going on. And I'm thankful for the fact that I saw something in Robert that day that was good. I watched Anna around the house. She's a great help to her mother, and I think that's good. Kyle, I probably know the least of, but I've certainly seen him at camp a number of times and appreciate his demeanor, appreciated his comments tonight, thought he handled himself well. You now understand that those are the areas where people are going to notice. Oh, that Anna, she never grew up. She still speaks like a child. Oh, that Robert, he never grew up. He still doesn't understand adult things. And Kyle, I don't know, if you talk about mind control, I don't even know if he's got a mind. All right, so everything's going to be made. And tell you folks, I pastor a church, and I got 50-year-old men sitting out there that never grew up. And from time to time, you run into somebody that just never got a hold of this passage of Scripture about what it is that I'm going to put away childish things. It's one thing to accept adult things, but it's another thing to put away childish things. And the Bible highly recommends that you put away childish things. Now, I'm sure there's other passages of Scripture where it highly recommends you accept adult things. But this is a good passage of Scripture for you to remember. I am no longer a child. I am not Robert Grissom, the wild little guy from Blessed Hope. I am not Kyle Hawes, the quiet fellow from Blessed Hope. I'm not Anna Stevens, just the preacher's daughter, Blessed Hope. I am now a person in my own right. I've accomplished something. I've made a milestone in my life. Let me encourage you. Put away childish things. All God's people said, amen.
Thank you, Brother Keck. We're going to have each set of parents come and present the diplomas. The students will cross the stage and stand over there until we're ready for the recession. So, Hawes, you guys are first.
This has been a long time in coming. Congratulations. I love you. And may God be with you always. Thank you.
Thank you, Mom.
Never letting occasion slip, if you'll bear with me for just a moment. Teresa, my love and my wife, thou hast dove's eyes. Wait, this is my wedding speech. Proverbs 31:10, a very familiar passage, or Proverbs 31, a few verses out of it, says this. It says, who can find a virtuous woman, for her price is far above rubies? The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue is in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also. And he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Teresa, you've been laboring for about 23 years now at this homeschool stuff. It's now time for you to say, as Paul said, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I've kept the faith. Thank you for teaching my children, and mission accomplished. Robert, congratulations. You've made it. Now real life begins. There are so many things I'd like to say, so many pieces of advice I'd like to give, but I'll just say a few short things, and that is, I love you, and you are and always will be my son. Proverbs 3 says, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thy heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. And then finally, Proverbs 23:15 says this. It says, my son, if thine heart be wise, my heart shall rejoice, even mine. Good job. Congratulations. Now, get to work.
For being here tonight. We'll take just about a five-minute break and then begin the main service. Certainly, we hope that all of you that came tonight would stay for the main service. Hope you'll do that. We'll have cake afterward. That's the hook. Thank you so much for coming. You're dismissed.